from 1st through 12th.
And you said that you went to some college after that.
I took some college courses from A&I.
That's it. Where is A&I?
In Kingsley.
Texas A&I?
Yes. They teach the classes locally at night. The same teachers teach here at night.
So you came, so they came here at
yes.
the high school or something?
Yes.
So you taken some courses there?
Yes.
About how many? One or two?
Three.
Three.
I like political science the best. English to me was very natural. It was something I had to take, but something that was not a thing of a challenge, I guess.
Really? That
I like to write, so it was no problem at all. But political science, I thought it was wonderful. Probably because we are politicians.
Now, tell me about that. What you do here.
At home? How do I begin my day? Huh? I begin by shouting at the kids to get up. I do a lot of shouting in the morning. And then I give them their breakfast and drive them to school, one at a time. So I go three times. I have to drive three times.
Why is that? Different schools?
No, just that there are different hours of getting up. The one who gets up early doesn't want to wait for the others. So I just drive him to school. When I come back, the second will be ready, and I drive him to school. And the laziest gets to go at last. We get there just about 5 minutes before the bell rings. Then I come home. By that time, I'm tired, just from driving him to school. Take a Coke and start picking up the dirty clothes. Put it in the washer. If I feel like watching TV, I watch TV, and then I do housework. I feel that as long as I do the washing, the ironing, and the cooking, that just about fills my day. The other things I do, what I feel like doing. If I feel like I should plant the plant, I plant the plant. If I don't feel like doing anything, I don't do anything.
Take the day off.
We have to do most of our shopping in McAllen. That usually takes about one day of a week.
So you go down in the morning and stay all day?
Yes.
What do you buy in McAllen that you don't buy here? Or what do you buy here that you carry?
Our clothes, we buy all our clothes in McAllen. Okay. All our appliances, mostly.
How far is that, about an hour away?
60 miles, yes, an hour.
Most of your social activities are here.
We have plenty of social activities, yes.
Tell me about some of them.
I attend the Pan American Roundtable meetings.
Is that a club?
Yes.
Is it?
It consists of the doing and activities, the geographic conditions of Pan American countries. Each month we study one of the Pan American countries.
Do you meet in a home?
No, we have to meet at a big place. We have plenty of members. We're like 60. So we usually meet at a hall that belongs to the Baptist Church. It's very nice, and we have supper there. Next month, I'll be having my program. I used to have Nicaragua. I'll be having Costa Rica this year. It's very interesting because they're so much like us and yet so different.
What do you do in the program? How do you present a program?
You have to explain the geographic conditions, their financial conditions, their political activities, their way of life, and how it varies according to the regions where they live.
Is something like that, is the Pan American Club in Spanish?
No, we speak English. Most of us are Mexican Americans, but the language of our country is English, so that's what we speak. Unless the guest member really comes from that part of the country, he'll speak his native tongue, or Spanish.
Do you sometimes have people from?
Yes. Or people who have visited there, who have lived there.